4WisdomNews.com. I'm Rick Solon. Have you practiced up for Oktoberfest yet? This year's Torchlight Parade Marshal, Debbie Keller, led the singing at a pre-Oktoberfest event last night at Loggers Field. Keller and Franciscan sister Mary Ann Gushwind were introduced as this year's marshals for the two parades. Gushwind will lead the Maple Leaf Parade after many years as a local parade spectator.
I've been to most of the parades, mainly the big parade on Saturday, more than the Torchlight, but I've been to that one often too. And then I've also gone to the Fest Ball, and I've gone to the Ladies' Luncheon, to Mrs. O'll Banquet, so I've been, you know, supporting it for many years.
Keller has been a longtime teacher at various Northside schools in La Crosse. She'll lead the Torchlight event a week from tonight with the Maple Leaf Parade happening on Saturday, two Saturdays from now. A La Crosse man accused of killing his roommate at a mobile home park has been ordered to get treatment for an apparent mental illness. John Stumlin has been diagnosed, and a local court determined that the 55-year-old is not competent to be tried at this time for the homicide of Danielle Riordan. La Crosse County Judge Ramona Gonzalez is ordering inpatient treatment of Stumlin with medication to help him regain competency. Yesterday, Stumlin again chose not to appear for his court hearing. A La Crosse man has been sentenced to 46 months in federal prison for illegally possessing a firearm as a felon. 41-year-old Damian Heine was sentenced in U.S. District Court. La Crosse police say they recovered a handgun that has his DNA on it. Heine is prohibited from possessing firearms and ammunition due to prior felony convictions. Mental health services will be up for discussion by La Crosse County Board at its September meeting tonight. The board has a resolution asking the state to provide more money to local governments for medical assistance and crisis services. In the resolution, board members point to a number of mental health services that counties are required to supply. The county says cost of those services has gone up, but state funding assistance has not changed to meet those costs. For WisdomNews.com, I'm Rick Solom.
The news you need, when you need it, Wisdom News and WisdomNews.com.